Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
He's released a track, yes he has, on World Star Hip Hop, that he has. It was in fact number one on YouTube's trending. I don't know if it still is, but it was last time we checked.
Yeah, I mean, YouTube trends probably fade so fast that I doubt it, but it was there for a minute.
Staying there for like maybe 5 days, I think is for the most it'll be, but yep, it's out.
Boy,
howdy. It is in fact a record that now exists on the internet.
A track of musical audio that has been produced and released.
I hate it.
I know you do.
I don't hate it because it's cool or in vogue to fucking hate Enzo.
You know, until as far as him personally, until anything is, I don't know, quote unquote, proven, I'm not going to take a stance on him as a person. So that is not a factor to me at the moment. But as the music goes, it's not great, but I don't hate it.
Idea. You know what we can do? Now we have the setup for it.
What's that?
We could do a live commentary track on this wonderful music piece.
I think that's a good idea. If you can get it set up, that'd be great.
I can get it set up. I can have it play, and then I can pause it whenever we want to say anything.
That sounds perfect. Before you get it going, let me just get a couple of preface points out of the way. I think, as you'll now hear in a moment, he has a lot of trouble enunciating at times, which I feel like hurts the song a bit. And there is a line in the chorus that I'm not going to spoil since we're going to listen to it now, but boy, that's not clever. And I feel like those are the real downsides of this song. Other than that, though, I mean, it's not the worst. It's not great, but it's kind of just like, yeah, this is his bitter song. And I'll save my other thoughts until after we listen to it.
So you say you are middle of the road on Phoenix.
Yeah, I'd say that sums it up pretty well.
And I might as well get my opinions out while we do this. I don't want to say I'm a rap music guy, but, you know, I like Eminem, I like 50 Cent, I like Drake, I like Kanye. We'll leave that one for now. But, you know, I listen to rap music frequently, and I think I know a good rap song when I hear one, bearing in mind, as we all know, entertainment is subjective, trademark over the rainbow. I think it's definitely not the worst song I've ever heard, because that goes to some other trashy shit that I've heard way back in the day. But yeah, this it definitely is down there with the worst. Like, and it's not just because it's Enzo. Like, if it was anybody else, like if it were Drake, if he released a song such as this with like the lyrics and the content and the whatnot, I would dislike it just as much. Only because it just doesn't sound appealing to me. The word, the flow, the rhymes, the beat in the back even, like all of it is just, no. Phoenix. That's the name of the song. Phoenix. Because you know what fucking Phoenixes do? They fucking release hip hop rap songs on fucking Worldstar. This is what I'm stumbling because what is that? What does that mean, dude? Why are you a Phoenix? You didn't die.
Well, I mean, from his perspective,
I remember that from Order of the Phoenix.
From his perspective, like to play devil's advocate a little bit here, and
from his perspective, he's a fucking hero. He's a martyr.
I can understand the title. Because it's like he had all these allegations put against him, cost him his job in the WWE, which apparently he wasn't that connected to anyway. but, you know, point stands.
The fucking champion, no less.
And now he's, you know, quote unquote, you know, I guess like making the best of the situation and pursuing a rap career. So like, I get it. It's just like, when you put it the way you've put it, it does sound like stupidly pretentious.
Real One, his apparent stage name or his SoundCloud username, whatever you want to call it. Yeah. Phoenix, World Star Hip Hop. 2 days ago was published. It already has the big 1M, big million, old million views.
We are live from Brooklyn, New York for the 25th anniversary of sports entertainment. We will be live in 2019. Hey! It's the 25th anniversary of wrestling tonight.
I just want to take a quick moment to say, like, this guy is probably one of the most obese men I've ever seen. And he's wearing like a really tiny like Lacoste polo shirt for some reason. Like, fucking obese men that stay at home weirdos wear polo shirts.
Yeah,
and I think just a pair of underwear, which his fupa is just fucking obscuring like an eclipse. And he's just eating Oreos, and like, it's just a vile, disgusting person. But
it's just a horrible image.
Yeah, that's what we are, Carmine. Isn't that great? Yeah,
apparently.
I'll live in a mom's basement and just eat Oreos and a Lacoste polo. This person barely exists, all right? Just fuck it. Continuing.
And if you knew anything about commitment, you wouldn't be asking me to go to the store for you. Now let me say it, do my work.
You fucking piece of shit in that wrestling.
Mom, you let me do my job.
Hey, I'll admit, you fucking piece of shit in your wrestling is genuinely funny to me.
This is something so angry.
It's too real.
Yeah.
Ellie has probably said this to me at some point. It hasn't started yet.
Yeah.
Hello? What do you mean? Oh, hold on, breaking news!
Okay, so I think the song is about to start. Basically, the dude has a Bluetooth earpiece in, and he presses it like, doot, and then he's like, hello? And then he obviously hears Enzo Amore has been fired because he might have raped somebody. Reported by WWE.com.
Okay, yeah, that was a part I didn't get. I didn't know what he was reacting to, like what the breaking news was.
I can only assume, based on the context, that that's what it was. Because he has the Bluetooth thing, and then it's like, oh, it's about Enzo. Oh, and this is the guy that would, like, type on the Reddit, like, oh, Enzo.
Oh, Enzo.
You know what I mean, though, right?
Like, oh, yeah, I get you.
This is when Enzo Amore appears in the house of this man and just raps.
And, like, just stares at him angrily from behind his monitor.
Listen up, you sloppy jalopy son of a bitch.
Good open.
Yeah, great. You've automatically insulted everyone listening.
You sloppy jalopy son of a bitch.
It's like, oh, hey, don't forget, he's not a product of WWE anymore. He can curse now.
Even though they say bitch on TV every fucking month now.
Oh, but wait until he just starts peppering fucks into the song like it's nobody's business because he can.
I'm sure it'll happen right now.
Listen up, you sloppy jalopy son of a bitch. You're sitting on your fucking couch with your fucking phone in your hand.
There it is.
Yup.
Fucking coach, fucking phone in your fucking hand, you fuck.
Doing your armchair detective work, think you know what the fuck's going on. When was the last time you kept a 2-month social media challenge? Think I wasn't gonna say shit?
This literally sounds like a drunken uncle that got sent to fucking prison. Right? And he just thinks that he knows all of the shit when in fact he knows shit.
And I don't even know what the fuck he said there.
I don't know either. Sort of fucking armchair detective work.
And then he's like, when's the last time you did 2 months of something, social media, something, think I was going to say shit? It's like, what?
Let's try and rehear this. Maybe we're just not listening.
Detective work, think you know what the fuck's going on. When was the last time you kept a 2-month social media challenge? Think I wasn't going to say shit?
I have no idea.
Get a 2-month social media challenge. he's drunk.
It is. I have no clue what he's saying.
At this point, Enzo flicks the what's it, the cheesy puff out of his fucking fingers and just goes shush.
I'm gonna let y'all talk shit, talk shit. If I had a fuck to give, I would give it. If you're froggy, you ain't gotta leave. All you gotta do is rip it. Putting on a zero fucks giving exhibit. I got nothing to lose. Minute for minute, then a minute to win it.
I don't. I've already lost him.
I'm just laughing because it's so fucking bad. I don't know how else to react.
I already don't know what he's talking about. I heard ribbit and in it to win it, the fucking Guy Fieri television show.
And exhibit, the meme rapper.
And it's just like, all right, you've already lost me.
Like, yeah, it's like, you know, the song has literally been on for like 5 seconds. You don't have to cram all of your shit in the first 5 seconds.
Yeah, either rap slower or enunciate, or preferably both.
Yeah, if
I had a fuck to give, I would give it. It's like,
revolutionary.
Okay.
Revolutionary. Freddie Mercury's rolling over in his grave.
Sky's the limit. Sorry, officer. Gotta admit it. Yeah, I'm over the limit. Left car now with a one-way ticket. Rolled up with it. Spark that bitch.
Why? Why do you talk like that? It's like, sorry, officer. Sums on the limit. It's like, okay, stop. No, I don't know what you're saying, Enzo.
It's literally the personification of trying too hard, almost.
Yeah, it's like, you know that voice he would always put on during his promos, except you can understand him? I don't know what happened, but he decided to amp it up to 11 and just make himself incomprehensible.
Right, and the fact that he just goes into like a lower register, like his voice went into a fucking paper tray after it got shredded or something.
That's like, you don't need to be that gruff.
It's not like a correlation between being gruff and being a good rapper, right? We can't all be fucking Lil Wayne over here, right?
Right. He's like trying to DMX it, but it just sounds exactly like you said. Like his voice went through a fucking shredder.
It didn't come out very well at all.
No, it's a mess.
Please say back to me a single line from that.
Something about I shit it, I think.
You heard I shit it.
It's like, I tried.
This literally sounds like a parody that we would write and just say like dumb, nonsensical shit. This is like if Ernie and Ernie had a fucking boombox.
Oh my god, it really is. Because like, I swear, I promise. I promise this is actually what happened in my brain. I heard the first part and I was like, oh, I caught something there. And then I tried to retain it so that whenever you paused it, I could mention it. And then like 2 syllables later, it was gone.
Imagine, and like, reading a book. Like, you're trying to speed read a book, but then someone comes in with a fucking leaf blower and just blows to the end of a book, and you did not take any information in from what you were literally just reading. That's what it is.
Yeah, no, imagine you're reading, and then someone found a way to fast-forward the book, and you're still trying to keep up, but they're also shaking the book in front of you.
Like, Michael Bay is holding this book. Good luck.
It's just impossible to retain this information.
I just love, cause you can last. Wow, double A sword. Once I love, once I hate. Either way, I glitz, I ain't dumb.
What? I don't.
Saying. Once I love, then I go to hate. Then I go to put somebody that you hate.
Like, I heard one side love, one side hate, and I don't know what that meant. And then I didn't catch anything else.
Because his fan base is clearly 50-50 and not 90-10.
Yeah, now it's 90-10 because you insulted them to start the song.
I should mention, like, he looks fucking ridiculous. Like, he looks like a Muppet. Like, it's absolutely
ridiculous. I mean, that was his thing in WWE, was that he would look ridiculous.
But now it's even more.
And
there's
no
limit. There's no restraints on him. There's no guy saying, hey, you look bad in this. There's no guy telling him that he can't wear this on TV.
Yeah, it's like...
And he wore fucking shit on TV. Literally. He had, like, emoji shit on one of his fucking dungarees.
Like, he would wear stupid overalls that turned into pants because he just let them hang. But, like...
Like, his big swinging dick that may or may not have got him in trouble.
Like, wrestlers are supposed to look stupid. You now you just look stupid.
You're not even a wrestler anymore. You're just a dumb idiot.
What's he gonna say? What's he gonna do? Got him on the toes like a midget. Had a urinal.
Got him on the toes like a midget. Why is a midget on their toes, Enzo?
At a urinal?
At like a urinal. Oh, okay.
No, I still don't get it.
Maybe. You know, I'm not trying to fucking understand, like, hieroglyphics at this point. Like, he knows what he's talking about, but nobody else does.
And it's like, do people think he was that invested in what he was going to do to break the silence? What's he going to say? What's he going to do? No one really cares, Enzo.
What's he going to do? What's he going to say? Are you going to be able to fucking understand it? No.
No.
A couple red roses on my gimmick. A couple tears at the funeral. They cry tears of joy at my funeral. They cry tears of joy at my funeral.
You're just repeating yourself.
This is that
hit the funeral.
Like this is like that moment where he couldn't figure out what he wanted his style to be. Let me just do everything. Let me do the gruff, incomprehensible DMX rap. Let me do the repeating stuff with the mellow tone. And then let me just do everything I can fucking think of and see what sticks.
Also, I'm sorry, Mr. Eric. I cut you off as you're about to go back into the sick beat. So please, let's revisit this moment for everybody.
From the ashes like a phoenix, middle finger to the sky.
There it is. Student rest!
Just magic.
Like, he's doing a kip hop in front of a coffin. Like, what the fuck, even?
Oh, yeah, because Enzo Amore is dead, and now he is real one.
He's the only real one. Everyone else is a fake two.
They cry tears of joy at my funeral. Till I rise. From the ashes like a phoenix, middle finger to the sky, gripping my conceptual penis.
There it is.
That's the one.
Gripping my consensual penis.
Like, I get it. Ha ha, I didn't rape anyone. But that line just sucks.
Yeah, no, it's... rap is like this. Like, Tupac, right. Biggie, fucking Old Dirty Bastard even. Like, they're rolling and turning deeper in their graves to the point where they're drilling a hole to China, right?
Right.
Like, this isn't kosher by any stretch of the imagination.
Right. It's... Well, let's listen to some more of it.
All right.
An asshole out in Phoenix. When I say this shit, I mean it. Fuck you, Marks. I hate it. This is all my fans are waiting.
Fuck all you marks. There it is. There it is. You can't insult wrestling fans without calling them a mark.
But he tried to twist it there. Fuck all you marks that hated. This is for all my fans that waited.
All five of them?
It's like, dude, your fans were the marks.
Yeah.
Like,
right. It's the fans are people who are a fan of the mother's basement eating Oreos and Cheetos.
Like,
apparently.
Your fans were the wrestling fans that you insulted universally to open this song.
Because you don't have fans from any other outlet. Because you did nothing else.
And you did it in the word. Like, I get it. He was probably trying to specifically target the people that always hated him, even when he was in wrestling. Like, I get it. That was probably what he was doing.
I'm not going to fucking retroactively say, oh, I always hated him. No, I was entertained by him. And then I got bored with him because he was doing the same shit for 2 years. And then he went to 205 and I thought, this is good. This is different. But then the booking just completely fell the fuck apart. And then I just I wanted him to go away. And then he did. And then I was like, okay, I just, ugh, yeah. Right now. That's all it is. That's right. My story.
And it's just like he handled it in the worst way because it just came off as, I hate wrestling fans. Oh, hi, my fans from wrestling.
Entertainment side is free.
Stop it.
Be cut.
He called himself entertainment's hottest free agent. Bitch, where? Where are you getting that from?
Instagram.
Like, no one knows who you are outside of wrestling. And you think you're entertainment's hottest free agent? Like, off what? And I like...
Hooters really wants him back, apparently.
Right? Like, I like Enzo. And I'm like, dude, you're delusional.
I mean, it helps to not believe what is actually true when you're trying to be an entertainer, but am I entertained yet? At it, to spite him, yeah. I'm laughing at him, not with him.
This one on my face and waiting. Entertainment's hottest free agent. Bitch, I'm reincarnate. Gucci went you dirty bitch. Bad news is bliss, so is innocence. This apocalypse, guilty till you proven innocent.
She pointed out now in the video, he just delivered a clothesline to a big black man that was doing DX crotch chops in front of his coffin. Like, you're not a wrestler anymore!
Yeah, it's like, I hate wrestling and wrestling fans, but look at all this wrestling I'm doing in my video, because that's all I know.
Just like John wanted. Like, no. Stop. If you're a wrestler, oh, look at me. I know how to do fake wrestling moves. Ooh. Don't get me over with the fucking kids. No.
Don't get me over with those marks that I hate.
Right.
Hands back is bullshit, is it? Hands back is bullshit, is it?
I got it.
What?
I don't know what the fuck he said there.
Is that bullshit?
It's like...
Like, I get it. I get mumble rap is a thing, and I'm not a fan of it personally, because when I'm listening to rap, I either like a good instrumental or good lyrics, and preferably both. This is neither. You're not fitting any of my boxes.
Yeah, and it's not even... I wouldn't even call this mumble rap. This is just unintelligible nonsense. Like, because mumble rap, there's like a rhythm to it. Not that this has no rhythm whatsoever, but like this... Mumble rap is like really literally mumbling. He's screaming. And I just don't know what he's saying.
Right. And yeah, that can be a style, but I hate it.
Yeah. And the few words I can pick up just sound like not clever.
Swear words, mostly.
Yeah. It's like, bullshit is this. Like, all right, calm down.
You want to hear something fun?
Sure.
We're halfway through the song.
Oh, Jesus.
Bloodless to prove than you. The only thing I put in that pudding was proof. Yeah, the proof is in the pudding, bitch. Pudding ain't got no roof of lean. No, I ain't Bill Cosby, bitch.
Okay. Topical.
Like, I get it. This is all him saying, like, I'm innocent. Proof is in the pudding. I ain't Bill Cosby, bitch. I get it. It just doesn't come off as clever, because he says the same thing twice in reverse. The only thing I put in the pudding is proof. The proof is in the pudding. Okay.
There is
right
proof
lyrics
inside
now.
Of this pudding that I
the
put
pudding
inside.
Has proof in it. There's proof in that pudding.
The pudding specifically proof in the Cusco's poison.
It's just not good writing.
No.
No, I ain't Bill Cosby, bitch. Proof is the only ingredient I use to make this shit. They can feel when you win. When you
Oh, you're freaking out. You're freaking out. What's
he did
up?
It again. He did it again. After
Did you know the proof is in the pudding?
The only ingredient in that pudding is in fact proof. It's like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Are you trying to sell OxyClean? Are you Billy Mays?
Real one here with a special new pudding. It's got proof in it.
We call it the proof pudding because the proof is inside this pudding.
And you'll never guess what's in the pudding. It's proof.
It's fucking... proof. It's in the pudding.
I dropped the proof in the pudding.
No, I ain't Bill Cosby, bitch. Proof is the only ingredient I use to make this shit. They can feel when you win. When are you genuine, you buy the win. 6 years as a role model. Times just like a green model. Lord, Lord, throttle. I ain't thinking about tomorrow. I ain't got a buck to bar. Lord, help me wipe it down. See you at the civil trial. Get some wages.
See you at the civil trial.
Up until that line, I didn't catch a word he fucking said.
No. And in the video, he's getting a chain and he's pulling his coffin down and he's pretending to be Big Boss Man or some shit.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. Like, there's so many wrestling references in this for someone who seems to be very bitter about wrestling.
Because it's all he fucking knows. It's like, what is he gonna do? Put women with Huda shirts in the video?
All right, Enzo, what do you want to do for this song and video? Like, what do you know? Like, what should we target? Like, what should be the theme here? It's like, well, it's called Phoenix because I'm rising from the ashes of the fucking accusations. So
from the bonfire that was the accusations that got me fired.
So in the video, I'm dead, but I'm also there pulling on my casket. Also, just wrestling references out the fucking wazoo.
Next, I'm going to eat her dog, bitch.
And then what else have I done with my life? Can we get Hooters girls in the video? Can we get a shot of me, like, moving pianos? Because that's all I do.
Just getting gone, been some wages getting garnished from my image that you taught us. I ain't asking for an ounce of sorrow. So this was the day of my life.
Oh, he died. He went.
Yeah, he's as I don't know, fucking something about tarnished image.
He's literally just dragging his pure white coffin, white and gold coffin, on a chain on a fucking dune buggy in the middle of the desert. What is this supposed to mean?
It's just a mess. It's just like, hey, I have one point to make, and I'm gonna say it 70 different ways, and that's
right.
It.
That is it. That's the real way. We're nearly at the end now.
Can't wait for tomorrow.
I can't wait for tomorrow. This is when
tomorrow's the best.
Drops.
Tomorrow, I'm going to have pudding in it. With proof in it. It's like, stop.
Let's go to tomorrow.
The proof is in tomorrow's pudding. It's like, stop.
If he says that one more time, I'm going to shit.
Rockstar lifestyle might not make it. Fame can be forsaken, tweeting allegation, falsified statement, fake news and defamation.
We get it. That's we know.
You didn't rape anyone, according to you and the law. We get it.
Yeah. Because why would you ever admit that? And why?
What if
due to media speculation based on misinformation is the basis of damnation for our whole fucking nation.
Oh, because the media said it. It's not true. It's all their fault. It's not my fault. Nothing that I did contributed to this fucking situation, says me, Eric.
I'm the real one.
Fucking shit, dude.
Break a story.
Break it down.
And then you jump to conclusion. Break an ankle when you land and never pass the resolution.
We get it. You're innocent.
You assume wrong shit about me, and we're wrong, bitch. Okay, Eric, gonna need you to write some new lyrics now, please.
Like, this is the most thorough he's been, and it's the most I've understood, and we're nearly at the end of a fucking song!
And it's just repetitive at this point.
TMZ owes me some restitution in the midst of dissolution.
TMZ owns me money.
It's like, dude, TMZ does not care. They don't TMZ care about you.
Somehow lower on the totem pole than you are. I'm not saying something.
It's like, dude,
TMZ are gonna drop a really hot mixtape.
I would fucking love it.
I would love it more than this shit.
Public prosecution over constitution ain't the right solution. Gender persecution hurts the Me Too movement and our women's rights.
Oh, look. Oh, he's gay.
Oh, wait. You're about to miss the best line.
Okay.
Women's revolution. Fuck you.
Oh, you. Fuck the women's revolution?
It's like, what does that mean? What does that mean, Enzo?
It means fuck the women's revolution because it gives them the platform to falsely accuse me of rape.
Ah, they got too strong.
We can no longer contain the women.
Oh my god.
Fuck.
Choose public prosecution over constitution ain't the right solution.
It's this part where he looks at the fucking camera like he's doing an after-school PSA, like, guys, the court of public opinion shouldn't mean shit. Like, fuck, dude.
It's like,
don't try to be actually real, because you are a prick. No one is going to take your advice seriously.
all of you that have ever been abused, you screaming too, I stand by you.
I stand by you.
But for wrongfully accused, justice long overdue. So here's a big
fuck you, fuck you.
Yeah, for me to you.
So basically, he's like, oh yeah, all those people that actually were raped, I, Enzo Amore, stand by you.
I am an ally of all who have been raped and also those who have been falsely accused of rape. You notice how he snuck that in there.
And also, fuck you.
And yeah, who was he aiming that at? It just seemed to come out of nowhere. It's like
the women that accused him of this shit.
I stand by you and fuck you. It's like, whoa, wait.
I stand by everybody who has ever been raped and anybody who has ever been fuck you.
It's like, dude, pick a side.
Any woman is out of me. My dear mama's still fucking proud of me. You got your 15 minutes, girl.
Did he just say my dead mother is still proud of me?
I didn't catch if he was saying she was dead or not, but it's so funny. Like, I don't care what anyone says. My mom still likes me.
Says Milhouse. Let's try hear that again. I swear he says, cause my dead mom's too proud of me.
And to any woman is out of me, my dear mama's still fucking proud of me.
My dear mama.
It's like, okay.
Okay. My mom doesn't think I raped
her. My mom likes me.
You got your 15 minutes, girl. I ain't mad at you. I'm below.
Wow. You got your 15 minutes of fame, girl, who nobody remembers the name of.
And it's basically over at this point, but it's just like, that was...
I got me against the world, and still I rise. From the ashes like a phoenix, middle fingers to the sky.
Okay. All right. Here's the thing. If you're gonna do a song, and you're gonna implement a chorus... Implement it more than halfway through the song and again at the fucking end. Do you understand how songwriting structure works, Eric?
No, he doesn't follow the system. Fuck that.
I'd be too good to do that.
Consensual penis, lying ass hoe out in Phoenix. When I say this shit, I mean it. Fuck you, Marks, I hate it. This why all my fans are waiting. Entertainment's hottest free air. Bitch, I'm reincarnating.
That was just bad.
Right. It was just bad.
To put it succinctly, not good.
I have heard better things in bathroom stalls at 2 in the morning.